The Gilgo Beach murders. Suspected serial killer Rex Heuermann is now charged with the murder of a fourth woman. Newsline spoke with David Schwartz, a New York criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor.
David, do we have any idea why it took until now for Heuermann to be charged with this killing of a Connecticut woman, presumably linked to the others?
Right, Bridget. Well, I mean, first of all, it took 13 years to even bring the first arraignments. What happened was, they were surveilling Heuermann for an entire year, building a case up. And they had the first three cases because the mitochondrial DNA came back, which is a whole other story. But they didn't get it on the fourth victim. And so what they decided to do is make the arrest for the first three while this defendant is incarcerated to investigate for the fourth. And that's why we have the supplemental indictment today.
Okay. As far as the prosecution and their potential evidence, we understand it involves belts, one with the initials WH, believed to be from the late grandfather of Rex Heuermann. How strong a case does this seem to be to you?
Well, a circumstantial case is sometimes much stronger than a case where there's an eyewitness or direct evidence. So this is what Ray Tierney, the DA, has been building up ever since he took office, is to develop this circumstantial case. If the DA had to rely on scientific evidence alone, the way the DNA lays out, they wouldn't be able to get a conviction just on the DNA alone, because all the DNA does, it doesn't show that Heuermann himself committed these murders. It just It takes away about 99.6% of the rest of the population, but doesn't exclude Heuermann. So that's an important piece of evidence, but you have to take that in conjunction with all the other circumstantial evidence. You mentioned the belt. We have the truck. We have the phone records. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence that we don't even know about right now. This is going to be a long trial, and it's all about putting the pieces of the puzzle together in order to convict him of these four murders.
As I mentioned at the beginning, you're a former prosecutor. You're also a criminal defense attorney. How would you defend Rex Heuermann?
Well, certainly I would go after the DNA, which you know, can be successful in a defense. The problem with the defense, because you can show that it doesn't show that Heuermann himself committed the murder, just didn't exclude him, which is a very, very big deal. You could go after the years and years of decay of the DNA evidence of the hair fibers. But look, you got to attack each piece of circumstantial evidence directly and then tell that jury that there's not enough, there's no eyewitnesses, and they did not connect each link of that circumstantial chain, you know. And of course, the DA is going to say, use your common sense. There is overwhelming evidence, circumstantial evidence, to convict this defendant.
David Schwartz, New York criminal defense attorney and former prosecutor. David, thank you so much.